Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've never been.
Welcome back, 17. Till the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Rich Gaylor is our guest, our good friend. Mullings.com is where you subscribe to his twice-weekly outstanding near-genius cyber column. And it was genius when it was three times a week. Now it's two times, but it's near-genius. He's a Republican.
Republican. No, it's just pretty smart.
Republican operative from way back, folks, and a global leader. I've seen him do it. I've watched him be a global leader, and it's one of the reasons why we're proud of him, and we keep having him back. Rich, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the election coming up, folks, and the general consensus is that the House will flip to Democrat. There's still a lot of things can happen. I remember Steve Forbes was on the show one time reminding me that when Chamberlain, I think it was one of his aides said, what do you think is going to affect the election? And he said, events, my dear boy, events. So,
yeah, that's right. And also voters.
Yeah,
I
those
mean,
guys.
One of the things about these midterm elections is the turnout tends to be far less than in presidential years.
Right.
And so if you think of it as a lever, a lever and a balance beam, the lever is way over to one side, and a relatively small change in the electorate can make a big, big difference on the other end.
So we've got the general consensus on the House. But that's old news, kind of, isn't it? And so what about the Senate?
Well, the current thinking is the Senate, Republicans in the Senate will pick up between one and three seats. They'll actually win seats. And that has to do with the number of in the House. We say that the theory is that in the House, being an incumbent is an advantage. In the Senate, it's not. Because over 6 years, for the most part, senators' political operations atrophy.
Right.
They don't go home as often.
They get lazy.
And there's some Secretary of State or member of Congress that's been running against them for 2 years that they haven't been paying much attention to. So in the Senate, it's called defending seats. And in this particular election, Democrats are defending a ton of seats, many of which are in states that Donald Trump won, and so the theory is that enough, when in the balance, when you count them all up, Republicans will pick up between one and three seats. And I've thought that for a while. I don't think we can find anybody who will argue against that. Now, if one of the things about these wave elections, I've been on both sides of them, Jim, and I got to tell you that one of the rules is you lose all the close ones.
Huh.
I mean, when those first returns start coming in from Indiana in the House, they're the first ones to report. And you get surprised on either side. In 1994.
So that's the rule of thumb. You lose all the close ones.
You lose. Yeah, sometimes there's a surprise. But once they start falling.
There are general things. Like, in my life, I've acquired those kinds of rules of thumb or natural laws. One of mine is when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. and the other one is, if you're selling your house, the first offer that just insulted you to your bones will probably turn out to be the best one you'll ever get. So those kinds of rules of thumb. So the close ones are the usually lose the close ones. All right, keep going. This is good stuff.
Well, the other thing is I tell young people when they're looking for a job, take the first legitimate offer you get, because it'll probably be the best job offer you get for the next 10 years.
That's right.
Once these start falling, and then you see, because the polls close, according to their, where they are in the country. When you're on the downside of these things, you just end up.
Does it affect polling anymore? Does it? Is a news cycle so instantaneous that it affects if Indiana reporting affects California voting?
Oh, sure, yeah. Now there's an informal agreement. It's not even a rule that none of the networks will predict. None of the networks will call
right.
the presidency until California or the West Coast closes. That goes back to the Carter days
right.
when they announced that Carter would lose, and mm-hmm. people just went home because they didn't mm-hmm. think their vote mattered. But that doesn't in an off year election, a midterm election, that doesn't mean anything because they'll just call them as they come in. So yeah, it can have an effect. But you know, in this case, we'll probably lose of the seats in California. There's very few that Republicans will hang on to because there's very few Republicans left in California. There are mm-hmm. more independents in California than there are Republicans.
What about the Arizona Senate race? Is there just one seat open up there, Flakes?
No, they're both open.
I thought they were both open. What's going to happen there?
Don't know. They're both of them are pretty close.
Too close to call, really?
I don't know. I think so. And again, when you look at these one-offs, like the people were talking about Florida this morning, when somebody said, well, you know, candidate A was two points behind in the last poll.
Right.
Now he's 2 points ahead. Boy, wow, holy cow. polling isn't that granular.
Right. No, it's not that good.
Again, you're asking 450 people, and if two of them change their minds.
What big name senator, quickly, either side of the aisle is the most in jeopardy?
Well, I don't know. I have to think about it. Let me think about that.
Nelson? Martinez?
No, I don't think so. Well, that could be. Martinez could lose in California and in New Jersey. That's possible.
Yeah, interesting. All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to see what's going to happen going forward with our good friend Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.